So what should be the U.S. response to the crisis in Syria? Is humanitarian aid enough, as we just heard there? Does it prolong this current stalemate? Well, someone with firsthand knowledge of the U.S. response to the refugee crisis is with us now. Nancy Lindborg is Assistant Administrator for the Bureau of Democracy, Conflict, and Humanitarian Assistance at the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. Administrator Lindborg, welcome.
Good morning. Hello, John. How are you?
It's great to talk to you. What experience have you had on the border recently, and what can you tell us that would confirm some of the stories we've already heard?
Well, I was recently in both Turkey and in Jordan and had a chance to talk with refugees, both who had been out for some time as well as those who had recently crossed. And in fact, I was up on the border at close to midnight one night between Jordan and Syria and actually was able to talk to families as they came across. I would point out your previous speakers quite rightly talked about the particular impact on women who are experiencing rape and violence, even as they're trying to keep their families safe. And I say that as it's International Women's Day tomorrow and an issue that we want to keep particularly in mind.
And we do want to keep that in mind. I'm wondering if you're hearing some of the same things that we've heard, and that is that people are impatient with the pace of change and the level of this stalemate, and that humanitarian aid, while welcome, in a sense, prolongs the crisis.
I would say that the humanitarian aid is absolutely critical and life-saving, and without which people would be in much worse shape. However, we are always very clear about the fact that humanitarian assistance is not the solution. Ultimately, there needs to be a solution that settles the conflict. But in the meantime, without the aid that the United States and other countries are providing the Syrians, people would be in much, much worse shape. We're focused both on providing assistance to the refugees and also, very, very importantly, to reach people throughout Syria.
Secretary of State Kerry seemed to suggest in his trip to the Middle East that there was a whole range of options that are being considered. The U.S. may be focusing on the humanitarian side, but that there were a whole range of options. I'm wondering if the refugee crisis response from the U.S. is complicated in any sense by the different sets of interests in Jordan and Turkey and to a lesser extent in Israel.
You know, I was just recently in Jordan, and we're doing a couple of things, both to help the refugees, but we're also very focused on helping the Jordanians whose communities are affected by an increased refugee population and having impact on things like the water system, the ability to generate enough electricity. And so we are helping the Jordanians both to ensure their country withstand this increased influx of refugees, even as we help the refugees. We're also, and I heard one of your earlier reporters talking about the many refugees who are not in the camps. That's a very important focus. And through programs that the U.S. government supports, we're providing cash and food vouchers for families who are staying with friends and relatives outside of the camps, exactly because they run through their savings. And this is a way to help them support their families and, by the way, contribute to the Jordanian economy.
Speaking of running through your savings, I'm wondering if you're constrained at all by the entire sequester business that's descended upon Washington and U.S. government agencies.
It's definitely a concern. We're looking at one of the worst humanitarian crises globally right now in Syria, at a time that we also have continuing emergencies in places like Mali, in the Horn of Africa, and Somalia. So we're definitely concerned at the possibilities of the financial impact on our ability to do what the United States always does, which is to be a global leader in providing humanitarian assistance to people in need.
Have you notified any NGOs that the spigots are going to go quiet, that you're going to have to shut things down?
We're not shutting things down, but we are having to make some trade-offs.
Nancy Lindborg is USAID's Assistant Administrator for the Bureau for Democracy, Conflict, and Humanitarian Assistance, recently with firsthand knowledge of the refugee situation in the Middle East from the Syrian crisis. Nancy, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.